Tetong. It's intern Brandy, and I've got all you need to let down that ponytail and blend up some mudslide.
It's the Tetong. Welcome back to the Regular Guys Show. It's the weekend, so we want to talk about a couple of weekend things here. Mic'd up with Vinny Bucci. We'll just have to wait for the weekend. Yeah. Sorry. Jeff Verrazano is here. Jeff, why don't you slap on Steve's headphones for just a second so you can hear what's going on.
With those Beats by Dre.
Yeah. And talk right into that
Available
microphone.
At BrandSmart USA.
Thank you, Steve. Jeff Verrazano is the owner and proprietor of Verrazano's Pizza on Peachtree Road, right across. I love going there, like on a Friday night, late, and sitting by the window, because you can see all the chunky hoes going into Justin's across the street. You ever watch that, Jeff, the parade? I mean, it's an unbelievable fashion parade.
I can't see it through the bulletproof glass.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, you know, smoked bulletproof glass. Jeff is in his booth there at Verrazano's overlooking things. Jeff Verrazano, if you don't know him, now the pizza place has been catering to high-end people like myself and other celebrities for years and years now.
With you, some of Jeff Foxworthy, all your buddies.
Adam Carolla, mm-hmm. the greats, Kevin James, mm-hmm. all the greats go there. The greats of comedy, local and national. And this is some of the best pizza on earth. I mean, I've had as good pizza, I've never had better.
Thank you very
and,
much.
And you're welcome. And Jeff, to me, knowing your history, before this pizza place opened, Eric, he did research on pizza to find the perfect pizza.
Mm-hmm.
Something out of an Errol Morris documentary. This guy is an obsessive.
I was
just hungry. You have pizza OCD.
I was just hungry.
That's it?
That's it. All it was, I swear.
You ever see his website, Eric?
I have not been to the Verrazano's website.
You've got to go see the... how many pages of research on pizza did you do just to come up with your signature pies?
It's something like 50 pages just on how to make dough. It's
50
crazy.
Pages on dough alone.
Right. Well, he's detail-oriented.
Yeah.
That's why the dough tastes so good. Are you mocking him? You love the pizza, but you're mocking the way he gets to it.
No, I just... That's OCD, man. That's right. What do you have in your pizza that other makers do not? What lifts it above?
It's weird. It's like all these tiny little things, like hundreds of little things you wouldn't even think of. Like,
well, it's obviously...
Like one thing, for example, we use a sourdough culture instead of regular yeast that you buy in the supermarket. Mm-hmm. But everything's a little different. The salt's a little different. The flour's
water.
A little different. The water, oddly, that's like the one thing everyone...
Because everybody says the water makes
and
it
different. And that's the one thing that's not different. That's like a total myth. 100%
total water.
Myth. Yeah, yeah. That myth
tap
goes,
water.
Yeah, tap water. Just regular tap water.
Well, I always heard that myth because a lot of times you can't get good pizza or bagels out of New York City. And so people say, well, there's just something about the water in New York City.
And you know what? I researched that because people write me that all the time. That goes back to like the 1600s when we were like colonies and people were like, you know, digging a latrine right next to like the well.
Right.
And you know,
and so you had bad water.
Yeah, yeah. So like all in the whole country, New York had good water, and the rest of the country was drinking like marginally.
But I always wondered about
water.
That. I mean,
that's not true anymore.
How hard would it be? Somebody from New York City must have moved to Los Angeles. They can't bring a good bagel recipe with them. I don't understand why things can't move like
right.
that.
And people like I know some pizzerias that ship the water around, but it makes no difference, zero, none whatsoever.
What else do you like? Put I don't know.
Seasoning. Well, the oven is a huge deal.
The ovens are like 400 degrees Celsius.
Right, right. Yeah, they're like 800. We cook the pies in like 2 minutes, and they come out like black in 2 minutes.
Yeah, 2 minutes.
Yeah.
2 minutes for a pizza.
You can get that crust to where it's just a little bit of burn.
Yeah, you just want just that tiny bit of char, and it puffs it up. And it actually makes the dough a lot lighter because it just flash cooks. It just explodes like the inside. The steam comes out and starts puffing up that crust.
You know what I like doing? I like sitting at the bar where they make them, and invariably one will get messed up, and they won't sell it to the customer. But I just raise my hand. I get free pizza all the time. It's fantastic. I take it home. I don't care if it's burnt. I like
He's
it.
Never actually bought anything at Verrazano's.
Yeah, thanks thinking, a lot anyway. You know,
never paid a dime.
In. He's on the radio. We got his business. Only one problem. He doesn't pay.
I've never paid a dime to your joint, man. I never will. As long as you keep throwing away perfectly good pizza.
You know, you can hang out at the bar where they're pouring out the empties, you know.
Yeah, that's what I do.
Yeah.
Right. I get all that.
Yeah, you get the pizzas that didn't work out and the beer swill.
But it's free.
What's up? TRG.
All right, so go to Jeff's this weekend. It's awesome. Thanks for coming by. Great
Thank
seeing you
so
again.
Much.
Very interesting man.
Yeah.
And we didn't have time, but he brought in his Rubik's Cubes, and he can do amazing things with the Rubik's Cube.
Rubik.
Cube. Yeah. So, yeah, you'll show him that trick at the restaurant.
I will. I was the first world record holder back in the day, as they say.
Yeah, he holds the world record for Rubik's
Cube. Not anymore.
He did. What year? Very quickly.
1981.
That's when it first came out.
The very first.
So you're the first one to figure it out.
Not the first to figure it out, but I was the first.
He was the first official champ.
Yeah.
Mic'd up with Vinny Bucci coming your way next.
TRG.